Now about the project. There were suggested two projects, one for our tool MT Compare Eval and one for the tool Translate 5 developed by the Meta QI and company. And we actually decided, let's say, to join our teams and Mark work on integration of Compare Eval into Translate 5. And Thomas was not here at all, but worked remotely in the last day. So what was done during this project? We created an API for uploading translations to Compare Eval. Before that, the translation had to be already on the machine where Compare Eval runs, on the server. And there was a daemon which automatically detected a new directory with new translations. But now you can use also post HTTP requests to upload the new translations there. Actually, first to create a new experiment, and within the experiments, create new translations. And you will get back some ID which you can use for accessing the web with the comparing. So this API was used both for you can upload, the users can upload the translation via the web interface, and it was used also for translation, for integration with Translate 5. So I hope I can show an example. Well, maybe first, here is just the new button, new task. You select a file from disk, some description and name, and that's it. And here I will show you the Translate 5. So this is just a beta version where let's click on the demo where the Compare Eval is integrated. There are some 5 experiments, and you need to click on the task specific properties. And here is MT Compare Eval. For this task, for the translation was already uploaded to Compare Eval. So I can just click on open in MT Compare Eval. And basically that's it. Now you can check the systems you want to compare and compare them. Let's try it. I hope it was fixed yesterday. So for this task, it was not yet imported into Compare Eval. So if I click on importing, it will take some time, and then I can open the translations in Compare Eval. Oh, it's okay. Let's follow in my presentation. Another improvement is that now you can, instead of the default SQLi database, which is very easy to install, but it's just one file, you can use MySQL if you have installed on the server. So we just had to slightly modify the SQL schema so it's compatible with MySQL, and it now this is much faster. So if you try this WMT translation, it now runs on MySQL. So next time we will do a demo in lab and 20 people will access it in parallel, it will be much faster. Roman Sudarikov integrated a support for external metrics. So here you can see a number of metrics, and so far using this support we have added Yerson, which is actually a set of 5 separate metrics. One are word error rates, actually. One is for adding a word which was not there, omitting a word which should be there, error in word form. So it tries to detect whether the lemma is the same and just the inflection is different, or a complete mistranslation, and errors in word order. It's automatic, but the general idea is nice. So here you can see all those numbers. We decided to scale them in from 0 to 100, and that's it. We have also added some configuration, so now when there are so many metrics in the columns, you can hide the columns you are not interested in, so it fits your screen. And now I would like to do some voting. We had an internal discussion, how should we report the blue score? If you see here, the blue score is now in the range as it was originally defined, from 0 to 1. But I think almost no one uses this anymore, so would it be more comfortable for you as MT developers if you use this tool to see the blue scores from 0 to 100 scale? So who is for this idea? Okay, so I can write into the commit that it was approved by a general voting of the of all the MT developers on the world who are the best. Okay. Sorry? Yes, okay, that's also, I have heard someone very angry with the percentile sign, because if you say I'm better 5% than the previous version, then it's somehow ambiguous, but someone says blue points. Okay, so we have a GitHub, there are issues, the issues can have discussions, so please take part. Tell your opinion. I know about Ken's opinion. Okay. Yes, we can put the person side here and make the range. Another problem actually is that now some of the metrics are actually scores, like blue, the higher the better. Here sons are word error rates. And if we include NIST score, then the scale will be completely different than from... So actually, if you have some ideas how to visualize it in the graph, how to show it in the table, it's obvious, but in the graph probably we will just omit the scale for the y-axis and only show the scores in the tooltip, but that's a small design problem. So, okay. One last-minute improvement is we have better engram statistics. I cannot show it in the online interface, this new version, but, well, I will show you the old version. When I compare two systems, I can click on the confirmed engrams, and in the old version, you could see that, for example, a single quote was marked as that system Tecto-MT is better when translating it, but online A was also better when translating the n-gram, and it somehow doesn't make sense. It was still well defined, it was on the level of individual sentences, that there were sentences where one system got the quote correctly and another not. But actually, this is not what I am interested in. So now, if you use the GitHub version, you will actually see each engram either in this table or in that table, if it was one of the 10 topmost. So actually, now the ordering of the engram is much more informative and helpful. We compute the total number of times the engram was confirmed. It means like confirmed by the reference in system A, minus number of times it was confirmed in system B, and this is the number which we use for sorting. And as a, some kind of side effect, we have many other feature requests, some of them as GitHub issues. So a lot of work, not so many people to work on it, but it's an open source project, so cooperation is welcome. Any questions or? Okay.
Thank you. Everybody's working on their slides, so.